You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we have another jam-packed day with Miss Sarah Fraser.
David Yontif. Oh my God. Are we going to just recap all things BravoCon? Because I was addicted. I've told you already, I had extreme FOMO. I am never missing it again. It looked like the best weekend in New York City. It was all over my Instagram timeline, my TikTok. I was very jealous. And there's so much scoop and just so much scoop. And some of it, I looked back and I thought, oh my God, my opinions are way off. And then some of it, I was like, oh, my opinions are right on. So it was great. I feel like a lot of things are revealed.
You know what it is? It's like, sometimes we're organized. You know what we need to start before we start with BravoCon?
What?
Your favorite people.
Who?
The ones, the only, R-H-O-P, Monique P. Samuels.
Oh, snap, what? He's getting divorced.
Do you realize it's like, it's changed so many times. It's changing.
Well, this article, Miss Dobby is in the mix.
Jesus Christ. Listen, this came out in People magazine that Monique and Chris were separating. I am traveling from the Hamptons back to New York City. Guys, I am in New York. Can I just also say something else? Oh, this is when all the comments are going to say, although the latest comment on my reviews is that Sarah Fraser cannot finish a sentence. Well, guess what? David Yontif cannot finish a thought either. Okay, so here we go. My ADD Gemini. I'm switching a totally different gear now. And for everyone who DM'd me and texted me and DM'd me and emailed me and just, I am so touched by the outpouring of love for the behind. This is not even a joke. The amount of people that were like, are you at BravoCon? Can we go for a drink? Can we have a dinner? Can we meet? I am so deeply humbled. This, I'm not trying to sound obnoxious. Here's what I say to people. I am in New York City from now until 12:31, pretty much. Now is the time for all of this. Anyone coming to New York, guys? Like, it was just, this is not me being above the people like Melissa Gorga, who came late and only did pictures with like three fans and left. This is me truly being like, this weekend was crazy. A lot of it was work for me. I really truly was work.
Of course, yeah.
And I mean, the cell reception also, and like Javits, and like, there's just a lot going on. So I would love to have dinners and drinks and Upper East Side tours and Regencies from now till the end of the year. And then let's do the same thing in LA in January. And then let's do the same thing in Miami for February and March. I'll try to get some Miami housewives. I've already been in touch with a few. Let's make it happen. Okay. This just was a really, literally the people, even like someone like I'm on the radio with in Toronto, like this guy, Jarrett, like it literally was impossible to meet up with people, but I appreciate it. But anyway, let's go back. Monique, so this comes out, like I'm leaving the Hamptons, my official move back to New York, BravoCon, and Sarah Fraser is DMs me, Monique and Chris Samuels split. And I'm just like, okay, I don't even know what to do. This is like a twilight zone. I'm in the middle of 100 other things. And then it sunk in and I'm like, you're right, Sarah, this is major. And then Monique comes out and says, what people are to call, this is not true. And then she pans over to Chris sitting next to her. And
I couldn't understand what Chris said. Could you in the video? I don't know. She said some, Chris, what do you have to say about it? And I don't know. He threw up the peace sign and I don't know what he said, but he was there.
Which means nothing. I mean, we have Ashley Darby getting a divorce, who's moving in with Michael and is going to have 7 more kids with him. I mean, the fact that they're sitting next to each other after 10 years of marriage doesn't mean that they're not breaking up. But man, and may I add something? Because everybody, you love when I have tea. Now, here's the thing, guys. Yeah, I deal with all the publicists. So this is really nothing. People change publicists like at the drop of a hat. It means nothing. But at least the last time that I had Monique on my show, Monique Samuels has the same publicist as the ones, the onlys, Erica Jade and Nikki Hilton.
Oh, really?
Same publicist. That's a big one. He's a great publicist, guys. Great. I stand by Jack. He's great.
I don't know. Look, Ashley Darby said at BravoCon, Monique was going through some things personally. And then I think earlier in the day when that announcement dropped, Ashley had said that Monique had told her a week ago that they were separated. I know Ashley Darby. I know Monique. I know Chris. Ashley's not a liar that I have ever seen. I have been to Chris and Monique's house. I've seen them interact. I'm never shocked, but I'm shocked. I mean, they seemed very on the same page. I've said this. I know this is no secret. When I filmed with them for RHOP, you could tell we're over it. They were over the producers. They hated the filming. Chris was particularly over it because, you know, they stop, they start you, and then they kind of, you know, you do a scene and then they come in and go, wow, what do you mean? You know, what did you mean by that? Could you elaborate more? You know,
Chris and her were like, no.
I mean, Chris was just like way over it, you know, like rolling his eyes, like here they fucking go again or whatever. You know, I don't think they wanted to be on that show, was my impression. But as far as Monique and Chris together, they seemed very united. So, however, I got to say, I mean, People Magazine is usually pretty reliable. This isn't like In Touch, you know? I mean, it's so, no offense to In Touch, who's carried my, I love In Touch too.
I don't work with In Touch. So you say anything you want. Don't you dare criticize Radar or Page Six or OK Magazine, because those are my people.
Well, I don't know. People usually gets it right. So what's your take? Honestly, I really don't know what's going on, because I was surprised to see him sitting there at their house. But
I don't know. You know what it is? In a way, look, I was really shocked about Erica and Tom. And then so many other things. I can't remember what happened recently where people are like, are you shocked? And I wasn't. I forgot. Like,
he had his own affair with a judge and bought her a condo.
The initial, but then there were a couple things recently where there were divorces that I think you were even shocked. And I was like, no, I'm not shocked about this one. Like, it takes a lot to shock me just because I have such this isn't a compliment to myself. It's actually a negative. Like, I just have a cynical view of the New York slant of life, of like, people cheat. That's what they do. People are not built for monogamy. Like, I'm a horrible, the way my mind thinks is horrible. So, but this one shocks me a little bit, because you know what it is, at least from what we saw, like for me, I got the sense from Monique and Chris, like this is a compliment. They didn't really have high highs, but they didn't have low lows. Like, to me, that is what marriage is, which is probably why I'm single. But I think that's an adult marriage. Like, you don't have high highs and low lows. We're not fucking teenagers. So to me, they had a solid, there's no, you know, PK and Dorit and Teddy and like all the drama. They seem to be really low drama as far as people go, right? Like, they didn't create all this drama on the show. And yeah, there was the physical altercation and all that, but they didn't create this thing about this rumor about a child not being yours. Like, they seem to really be pretty relatively normal, low drama people. Really.
Well, yes, except for, and I didn't watch it, Love and Marriage DC. I had heard on Love and Marriage DC this season, it was the first season, they put a lot out there and it was not good about their marriage, that there was a lot of problems behind it. I'm sure our listeners know this better than I do. So forgive me, I haven't watched the show, but I had heard that they marital issues, they weren't on the same page about finance, lots of things. So if that's the case, I guess it's not surprising maybe that they're separated. And I don't know, it could go either way. I mean, like you said, Ashley and Michael, I think they talk every day. They're as tight as could be. They're thick as thieves, and supposedly they're separated. So,
I mean, girlfriend is like, wait, like I have to get a house. I mean, what? So like Potomac is in it's, you know, millionth season. It's not, I don't think that I really think, like, even Dallas used to say they used to get less on the pay scale, but it's still like favored nation. So Ashley is probably in the fives, maybe at sixes.
Yeah. I agree.
So like she's, you know, girlfriend could live a life, but
why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Not only is the world in a crazy stressful time, but our Bravo and our Housewives world is in a crazy stressful time. Is Rinna going to stay or go? What do you do to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, and I've tried them all, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. There's no prescription needed, and it's delivered to your door. This delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage your life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at helping take the edge off of life? It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 or older to purchase. Unwind Synergy helps me do this show, and it helps me watch these housewife shows and just not get so stressed out about it all. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. At the checkout, enter Velvet for 15% off. Again, enter Velvet for 15% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. It's not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Remember that season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Scott Disick became a lord and he now wants us to refer to him as Lord Disick? Well, you know what? I've been obsessed with doing the same thing ever since then. And now I found out there's actually a way. I need to tell you guys about Highland Titles. This is a company that's been running for 16 years, and they can make you a lord or a lady for less than $50. The way they do this is by allowing you to buy a piece of land as little as 1 square foot from their Highland estate. This legitimately makes you a Scottish landowner, allowing you to claim the title of lord or lady. Now, I'm in the process of doing this. So once it's done, you know, I'd like you to refer to me as Lord David. Now, as we head into the Christmas period or for any special event such as birthdays or anniversaries, by visiting Highland Titles, you can get an amazing and truly everlasting gift for your loved one. Once you've ordered your gift from Highland Titles, you or your loved one will get an official personalized certificate and a beautiful gift in the mail, access to the online dashboard where you can download your certificate, view images of the land, and if you ever visit Scotland, you can visit your very own small patch of the Scottish countryside at the Highland Titles Nature Reserve. By visiting highlandtitles.com and using the discount code VELVET, you get 15% off anything on the site. highlandtitles.com, use code VELVET and get 15% off. Did you guys know that October is National Eczema Awareness Month? And according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, while it's usually thought of as a childhood disease, around 16.5 million adults in the U.S. have eczema. 51.3% of adults with the most common form of eczema say it limits their lifestyle. But that doesn't and no longer needs to be the case. I have to tell you about GladSkin. GladSkin is a new category of skin treatment that is made for people of all ages. GladSkin uses a micro e-balance, a revolutionary protein that restores the balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on your skin so it can finally heal. It's so effective that 91% of users, adults and children, who tried their top-selling eczema cream reported significant improvements after just 7 days. So if you've been frustrated with your treatment options, don't wait to try GladSkin. They are offering my listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/velvet. That's gladskin.com/velvet for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/velvet. When you're like, what? I need a lawyer and a house, and I've never even taken a dollar out of the bank before. And how do I withdraw money? And okay, I'm exaggerating, but that is what that conversation with her family went like. Like, girlfriend, just live with him. Just live with him and go out and date and fuck and go marry someone. Just be Bronwyn.
He doesn't care.
Just be, yeah. Bronwyn 2.0. I mean, and that is not a knock to my girl Bronwyn. I'm friends with Bronwyn. She comes to New York. Guys, if there is someone out there that wants to marry me and has money, I mean, I got my own shit. Don't worry. But just, if you want to give me a place to live and pay for everything else, and I never have to sleep with you and I can just travel everywhere, I am interested in that marriage. So please DM me. I am truly interested. I will be there for dinners and I will be there looking the part. Sign me up. I mean, I'm also old as fuck, so I don't think I'm not, you know, the 22-year-old that everyone wants. I'm the sugar dad, not the sugar
you
babe.
You are the daddy.
I was going to say baby. Sarah. Sarah gets DMs. Sarah gets texts from me. I have another story from this weekend that you'll have to, like, you just, like, so like, you know, I am not, no one is barking up this tree for a free life. But if there is someone out there that wants someone age appropriate and doesn't want the sugar babe, call me. Cause I will do that life if I don't have to, you know, suck your dick every night. You know what I mean? I mean, and unless you're cute, then sign me up.
I have to say on this one, I really have no idea. I have no idea
wow.
if together or not. I just wow. don't. Yeah.
Wow. So that's, I mean, I'm just, I don't know. It's like you said, you know them even better than me, but I have had love Candy Gal. I've had her on my show. I have had Monique on my show. I adore her. She was so real. We've texted after. I really, really liked Monique Samuels. I'll be honest. So I wish them nothing but the best. And I hope it all works out. Really.
I mean, Monique put me on RHOP, you know, I mean, she had me on her live podcast show that she did at City Winery in DC with Chris. I told a story of when I was like, I gained and lost 150 pounds and I eventually lost like 50 pounds mindful eating. But I mean, when I was in my emotional eating disorder, I would eat out of the trash. Like I would throw out the pizza and then I'd go fish it out. You know,
I've never done that. Wow. Okay. Wow.
What the fuck, girl? You were eating out of the trash. It was like a funny moment at the show. I mean, it was so good. And I gotta say, I mean, I have to give them so much credit. I mean, they've had me to their house. They've put me on. So
Did you ever meet T'Challa?
Yes, I'd met T'Challa. When you walk into their Potomac home, they have a beautiful home in Potomac, and they have this giant, I mean, I don't know how many thousand gallon fish tank. And I mean, there's everything, but I think like a mini shark. I think there is like a mini shark floating around. I mean, it's just, she loves animals. They love pets. I got along great with her extended family who was there. It's, yeah, I'm really sad to hear this if it's in fact true.
And look, and Monique and Chris, I mean, dare I say this, they don't seem like the type to just go there. Like as far as a storyline, like I don't think they're like, let's make this up for love and marriage. I did hear there was a lot of stuff about their marriage. And I think like Monique was like one of the outcasts of that. I think the cast kind of didn't like her, right? I didn't watch it either. For everyone who's going to criticize Sarah and say she doesn't watch Bravo and blah, 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 I didn't watch fucking Love and Marriage either. So let's just put that out there. Do you really want me to watch it? I don't know. If Monique comes back now on my show, I'll watch it.
Now I kind of want to watch it. You
and
know?
Carlos King, our good buddy Carlos King, is the one behind it. I don't know, Sarah. So try to find out. I was really just sorry to hear about this. Do you want to talk about RHONJ at BravoCon? Because I mean, we got a lot.
I do.
I mean, there's the Melissa, Joe, Teresa stuff. Teresa and Caroline were part of Squash This Beef, and they said no, thank you. Jennifer Aiden throwing the drink. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Gorgas and Teresia?
Sure.
I mean, tell me what you want to tell me. I mean, Joe Gorga on a panel said, you know, listen, here's the thing. Let me just say something else, because BravoCon 2019 was different than this. You guys, the audience, this is a thing for all these listeners. The audience has changed. The audience has changed. We were there in 2019. It was the same thing. You get to ask audience questions at the end of the panels. The questions were not vanilla in 2019, but they weren't where we are today in 2022. I want to give a huge shout out to the Behind the Velvet Rope listeners and the Sarah Fraser Show listeners, because you guys are done. You're done with the bullshit. That's why you listen to us, because we're not bullshitting you. You know how many podcasters, let's put a bow on it, and this, and we're just going to give you these audience members, these questions were not what they were in 2019. No fucking way.
Oh, no, they're very inside baseball. They're very, people like know everything. You know,
and people don't care either. They don't care. They're going up and they're like, hey, maybe David and Sarah could ask this on the show. But like, I also have balls. I was taught, and here I am. So these people are asking these questions like, you know, like who divided the panel? Who divided? And Joe Gorga, you know, and that's just one example to ask about why Andy wasn't there a Roni reunion. Drop the fucking mic. Shut up. Don't even say anything else after that. Your question's done, whoever asked that. Brilliant. Brilliant. Like, let's ask the real. So these people have.
They asked the real questions. It was awesome. Yeah. Yes, it was so very good.
Joe Gorga says, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Joe Gorga also lost his shit about. Someone also asked, I don't know if you saw this. Someone also asked Melissa and Joe, you know, family is so important. You know, why did you guys come on the show? You know, fame and money always tarnishes that. And I'm paraphrasing everything. Why did you come on the show knowing that this would, you know, just for fame and money? How dare the two of you? Like, right to their faces for this. Like, great. So basically, Joe Gorga lost his shit. This is all, I'm blending a lot of things together because we don't have time. And he lost his shit, acted crazy. And the ultimate was like, Teresa wanted the panels split. These are two separate things, guys, but I'm just lumping them. And then Teresa said, I never wanted the panel split. They're fucking lying to you. So right there, this is what it is. Teresa says, fame and money changed the family. We're done. I don't know. Do we still want to say anything else on that? Or do we want to just get to it?
I had read in Page Six that Andy Cohen and Bravo were the ones that separated the panels. And I think they want to do that because they want to save all the drama. We know it's going to be an explosive next season of RHONJ. I mean, we know it's going to be huge because, you know, I think the shocking part is, and this is where I said in our other episode, sometimes I feel like I know a lot about Bravo, and then sometimes I feel like I know nothing. I didn't realize how fractured their relationship is. But the truth of the matter is, Joe and Melissa and Teresa haven't really spoken or been close in years and years. We're just learning as the general audience, that's the truth now. And so Bravo wanted to keep them separate. That makes sense to me. I saw a red carpet interview with Melissa saying, I haven't even run into her. We haven't crossed paths. You know, I'm not shocked that they're at this breaking point. Money does change things. But I thought Joe's answer was, look, when I'm of the belief that when I come up, I get my friends and my family, I bring them up with me so they get rich too. So of course we would take this opportunity. And I do think they all took the opportunity years ago when their parents were still alive, when Juicy Joe was on the scene, you know, they were probably in a different place and thought they could reconcile, but a lot has changed. A lot has gone down. My friend Andrea Lopez Comedy, who's amazing. You should follow her. She does a Teresa Giudice impression. She met Teresa.
She's good.
She's good. Isn't she good?
Yeah, she's good.
She dressed up as Teresa in the wedding. She met Louis. She said Louis was the nicest human being you've ever met in your life, had watched the impression. He says that Teresa was in the bathtub naked and was watching Andrea's impressions of Teresa. So, you know,
I could see Teresa and Louis. I could see her being a good sport about that and loving it, right?
She seemed to love it. I don't know. I think my perception has changed. I used to think it was Teresa that was awful, but now I hear from so many insiders, including you, Teresa's lovely, lovely, lovely. And Joe and Melissa are the ones that are kind of are more removed from it. So
lovely is not exactly the word that I use, but every Saturday on Patreon, the most popular day of the week. And by the way, Kim said all of this like 7 months ago. That's why you should listen to our Patreon. Kim knows. Kim's like, they haven't spoken in years. I never said lovely, but as on Saturdays, everyone's like, man, you come for Teresa. I don't. Kim does not like Teresa because of a personal falling out that they had. Mind you, Teresa was also asked at BravoCon, who would you rather have a drink with or go on vacation with? Danielle Staub, Kim D, or Carolyn Manzo? And her answer was fucking Kim D. So I got to tell you how much better I'm sleeping ever since my attitude sheets arrived. Listen, everyone who listens to this podcast always tells me I have attitude, but now I have attitude, really attitude sheets. And what I love about attitude is they're not just so comfortable. They're eco-friendly. They're bedding and bath and apparel and all sorts of essentials made from 100% bamboo. And their innovative clean bamboo fabric is softer than silk, more breathable than cotton. It's cooling. It's hyperallergenic. I sleep better. I used to always get hot when I sleep. These sheets let me breathe at night. And I'm happy I'm doing something that's good for the environment. They're free of harmful chemicals. You can try Etitude bedding for 30 nights. And if you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund. Right now, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit etitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code velvetrope. Remember, that's etitude, E-T-T-I-T-U-D-E, as in eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at etitude.com/velvetrope, promo code velvetrope.
There you go. Then there's still some kindle, you know, some light of a friendship.
But I don't come after Teresa when Kim does. I actually push back on Kim when I don't agree. I hope it all works out. I just think that at the end of the day, it's like I said, they're different sides of the same coin. If Teresa is just not in the mood and you're like, hey, girl, she'll be like, oh, she'll like bark. She'll be like, yeah, barely can speak to you. And Melissa will be like, hi, fake smile, looking away. I can still see you. Eye roll. Turn around, girl, before you roll your eyes at me, honey. At least turn your back. So I don't know what's worse. I, as a New Yorker, would rather have Teresa barely wanting to acknowledge that I'm human because she's up here and I'm down here versus a smile that is as big as the Joker's. And then the eye roll comes when you can still see me, right? One is two-faced. So that's where Teresa to me, but I think they both have, I mean, I really am not strong one way or another. I'm okay not really interacting with Teresa, Melissa, or Joe is great. Look, to me, Joe, one-on-one, I like, and I'm just going to pass on the others.
My honest opinion of this is this. They are their housewives, OGs, their housewife royalty. They're all going to stay on the show as long as they can. And I think we know now there's just no love loss anymore between Joe and Teresa and Melissa. Like, I think they're all separate.
Although Jennifer says, as they got into that fight, Jennifer, one of Jennifer Aiden's things that she threw out was like, so then there was an altercation in the hotel and Jennifer was like, you guys are grappling to stay on the show. Look, I don't know. I think the new season is already filmed, right? So that's already filmed. And then there might be a season after that. I don't know. I could foresee a world in which Joe and Melissa go for having no relationship with Teresa. I mean, the greats go. I mean, Vicky is gone. So I just think eventually,
yeah.
You but can I don't... say what you want. Team, I don't care whose team you are on. This is the Teresa show. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm not saying I support that. I'm just saying Teresa will be there at the end. The last scene of RHONJ in 30 years or 3 years, she will be in that scene. And so I think there's a world where it's like, this just has run its course.
Yeah.
And you two are, you have been, Andy will call personally. There won't be no, oh, I'm Margaret. I got my contract. You get it, girl? Melissa, where's the contract? Because that's how you find out. You just don't get it. She'll get a personal call like Dorinda got, like all the greats get. Melissa, hey, it's Andy. Oh, no. Listen, what you and Joe have done for this franchise. Oh, no. Joe, get over here. Kids. Listen. It has been, the story with Teresa has just come to an end. We just want to try it out. We don't want to use the word pause because we use that with Dorinda. It's become such a thing now. Lisa jokes about it, Rinna, of course, and all the others. So listen, we just want to see how next season goes without the two of you. And I cannot, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Oh, you're working on a new product. You will absolutely be able, yes, you will come on Watch What Happens. Let's have you on. Guys, get them on Watch What Happens to like still save the graces, the like good graces and all. We're so sorry. Thank you. Click. All right, that one's out of the way. Make the offers to all the people.
You're basically right. That's it.
I see. It's not, next season's already filmed in. Like next season, in a way of New Jersey, we just got to get through it because like we're so past it. It's like it doesn't start there, it ends there. So the reunion for New Jersey is going to be phenomenal, which at this rate is going to be in fucking June. It starts in February. And then the season after that, I could see maybe Melissa and Joe getting one final like, let's wrap this up. But what is there really left if you're not interacting with Teresa? I mean, it's just there's... I think it's going to be time. When Jennifer Aiden says you are fighting for your lives, I kind of agree with her. I kind of do. God help me. I don't know what world we're living in that I'm agreeing with Jennifer fucking Aiden right now.
It was a big moment at BravoCon. Huge moment. And their panels and their interactions, all of them got a ton of attention. So no, I think that was a hot read. I mean, that was really good.
I mean, you know, I did my Erica thing where she found out with Tiago. I'm going to stand by that little interaction. And I just, so then, you know, Jennifer got mad and then Gorga started getting involved. And then Jennifer, you know, she gets wild. She threw the drink. Look, Jennifer needs to make headlines. That's what she does. So she threw the drink. It hit the security guard. She was trying to hit, you know, Melissa's team. She would be throwing drinks on people at this age, guys. I don't know.
Yes, it's part of the franchise now. I mean, it is part of the franchise.
Okay. Sarah says yes.
If I were at BravoCon, I would have set up my booth where everybody there, I would have thrown a drink in their face. You know, come on over to my booth, buy a t-shirt. I'll throw a glass of wine in your face and get housewived is what I would have done. And there it would have been.
You are a little marketing genius over there today.
So much BravoCon world. I mean, I want to know your thoughts though on this. So I got to tell you, I am so excited about this new cast of Roni. Like I didn't think I would be. Oh, Jenna fucking Lyons. That is the A-lister. That is the crossover of Hollywood that I wanted. I mean, she is a huge deal. Now, I want to know what you think of the rest of the cast, and it is very fashion world centric. So I'm curious what your thoughts are about that, because that sort of never happened before in casting. The other women I didn't know, except for Lizzie Savetsky.
And she wasn't there because it was the Sabbath, you know, or it was Sukkot, I think. One of my good friends, okay, I'll tell you. Patty, my good friend Patty Stanger, called me to be like, you know, Lizzie's not going because it's a coat. And Patty and I had a Jewish moment off camera. So there you go. But I was like, so Lizzie wasn't in that picture. But look, I think the cast looks right. Like, to me, if I close my eyes, they're the right age that I pictured, the right look. I'm just being superficial for it. Like, that's, it doesn't, that, okay, let's start there. Andy went down, you know, lives in the West Village, Soho, Tribeca, Brooklyn. So it sounds like it's diverse. It's ethnically diverse. Yeah, there it is. Look, they're already bringing the fashion. Jenna Lyons is obviously going to be, you know, the Carol Raswell, cool, hip downtowner. Lizzie Savetsky is like super Jew. I mean, that's her whole, you know, reason for doing it. All her Instagram posts are, she's like the new Jill Zarin. No one could replace our Jill Zarin, of course. Mixed, a lot of mixed comments. There it is again, Sarah showing us. A lot of mixed comments. Yes, a lot of people are like, I don't fucking care. I don't care. That's not Luann. That's not Jill. I don't care. I'm not watching it, right? That's a lot of the comments were there.
Look, this is just going through the comment feed on E! News. Can't watch, need my originals. I bet Ramona is very upset. Won't be the same. LOL. I used to watch most. Now I'm down to two, and NYC won't be one of them. Wow, we'll see. They need a major overhaul for Beverly Hills. And let's see. He just threw out the old cast away, trash bucket. 5 out of 6 of these women better have their heads on straight and be nice. Last chance. It won't be the same. I mean,
mixed.
I don't know. Mixed. You're right.
Listen, you're right. Guys, I mean, I say it all the time. I don't want to be negative.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh my God, I have to tell you guys about Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offers plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed, and that's why I love it, because it makes sense to me to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. I also love that Organifi is so easy to use. You just open the package, add water or your favorite beverage, and drink. You could use them on the go or at home after a workout when you wake up. I've told you guys about Organifi Green and Organifi Red, but oh my God, I just tried the gold. They all taste so great. The gold I needed today because it's for rest and relaxation and it supports a healthy stress response. Man, with all going on in the housewife's world, I needed to just de-stress. I also love that there's so much variety. Also, it doesn't break the bank. It works out to be less than $3 a day. Head on over to Organifi.com/velvetrope and use code VELVETROPE at checkout to receive 20% off your entire order. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/velvetrope and use code VELVETROPE at checkout to get 20% off your entire order today. Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times, and I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. Bring Rinna back, as it seems you are, and let's just see. Are you guys really not going to watch if Rinna is back? If Rinna comes back and the ratings for Beverly Hills are cut in half and there's posts 24 hours a day, I am no longer watching because of Lisa Rinna, I guarantee you, you guys might actually have a voice and you might actually get her fired. That might actually work if every one of you wants that. Short of that, if you're all saying this and you're all full of shit, thinking it's just like when there's a president that's elected that none of you like, and you're all like this and you couldn't get out and vote, don't leave it up for your neighbor. So if you're going to still peek behind the iron curtain of Real Beverly Hills Housewives and think that everybody's not going to watch and your next door neighbor's not watching so you can still watch, it's not how it works. So you can watch if Rinna's brought back, but I call bullshit. I think all of you are going to watch every single one, minus maybe 1% of the people listening to this right now, if Rinna's back. So same thing with New York. Yeah. If you all want your OGs and none of you watch this brand new incarnation, I guarantee you something will be rebooted where you will have a new Roni on the main thing with Luann, Jill, Ramon, everyone else. But if you all watch this and you all like it, and it becomes something, you can't have it both ways. It's not even a rant. You see how calm I am? Being back in New York City has calmed me the fuck. Going to BravoCon in the most intense environment has somehow calmed me down. I don't know.
I got to tell you, I'm very curious. I think it's a good cast. I agree with you. It's a good casting. I mean, Jenna Lyons brings so much Hollywood to it in a way. You're right. It is a make or break for them. But I like where they're headed with this. And I thought it was very telling. I mean, to me, I think they are going to do the legacy show. I mean, Ramona was at BravoCon. We haven't seen Ramona, but to me, that was an indication they realize the power of Ramona. And I think you are going to get a legacy show. You know, I mean, maybe legacy show is one season, two seasons, but I think you're going to get it back. I mean, I thought having Ramona there was pretty big.
And let me just say something that, because there's a lot, someone DM'd me and I told them something and they said, this is why I only listen to Behind the Velvet Rope and Sarah Fraser. I swear, this is real. Because we know things here. And just to clarify this, there's no filming. Something happened where Priscilla, the makeup artist, was doing the makeup for Dorinda and Ramona, and they were on a couch together. I don't even know where this is. I don't pay attention. I start getting these DMs. They're multiple. Priscilla, makeup, Ramona, Dorinda, filming. Cease and desist, everyone. Let me say this very clearly for everyone in the back who can't hear. The Roni Legacy Show is not cast. Nobody, not one person who could be involved has heard from Bravo. That is a 100% fact as of the record day of this podcast, which is probably 7 days before you hear it. Nobody. I don't think this. I don't maybe know this. I know this for a fact from each person involved, okay? Unless Jules Weinstein has a contract and Jill Zarin doesn't and Luann doesn't and Sonia doesn't and Ramona doesn't and zero. There's no Roni Legacy Show, which is currently cast or filming right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zero. Yeah. So I don't know why Priscilla and this and that and Dorinda, I don't know and I don't care, but it's not the Legacy Show. So I swear to you, the Legacy is not happening until this reboot is filmed and packaged with a release date, then let's talk. But it's regardless of even if it's before that, it's not happening right now. I know for a fact no one has heard. For a fact. Okay.
Now, do you want to do kind of rapid fire, like everything else?
Sure, because there's so much. I mean, we're forgetting Giselle was talking about Monique Samuels being kicked off the carpet. We have to, okay, before we do that, Sarah, let's do that. But one thing we have to pay attention to for a minute, Jen Shah.
I wanted to hit this. Okay, that's what I was talking about. What is your hot take? You know, rumors. Now, from Andrea Lopez Comedy, I heard that the Gansevoir is where all the women were staying. That's where they were having huge after parties. And Jen Shah shows up to either Meredith Marks' room or something, completely crashes BravoCon. Now, this is, of course, after Andy Cohen was asked point blank, will Jen Shah be on season 4? He was like, after she pled guilty and we wrapped, that's it. Basically insinuating she's fired.
He said exactly, because she wasn't at the panel. He said, because once she pled guilty, it was the end of the engagement there. So once again, last show, you and I talked about media genius, because she pled guilty, it was the end of the engagement there. That says really nothing. But, you know, he hopes to do a sit down with her because he has a lot of questions for her. That's also implying she isn't going to be at the reunion.
Oh, you think? Oh,
I don't know. I honestly, I mean,
well, she could be sentenced.
Maybe. She could be at the reunion.
I mean, she's going to be sentenced December 15th. I mean, she could start serving her sentence. You know, I don't know. She might have to report to jail. I don't know how soon after. You.
I mean, you're the lawyer. There's so much wrong with this. I don't even know where to start. I mean, let's put Teresa Giudice aside for a minute.
Okay.
I mean, like, right? I mean, what's the difference? Teresa took a plea deal. Well, let's put her aside for a minute. Yeah, I mean, he's basically saying we're done with her, and that's why she wasn't at BravoCon. So that's interesting. I'm not that shocked. There are rumors that they were going to start filming season 4 right now to get you. Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, that's not happening, and they want nothing to do with her. And I mean, she was there. Now this is why people call Tamra Judge Tam Rat. It's not me. I'm not doing this. We'll get into her beef with Kelly Dodd in a second. I'm sure you heard about that.
I did.
But here's the thing. Tamra filmed in her hotel room. We are here with the one, the only, welcoming Jen Shah, thrilled to see her. Welcome, let's talk to you. And then she's the one out there saying like bad shit that she crashed. It's like, that's why they take this woman named Tamra Judge and they refer to her as Tamra. I'm not giving her the name. That's the name they gave her. This is why. Like in the mob and you know, and with like the maid boys, a rat is someone who rats you out. Like, Are you with Shah? Because you seem to embrace her in that room. You seem to embrace her. And now you're telling everyone she crashed. Which is it? Now, I also want to say, in that video, Tamra Judge started saying, just in case anyone's not sure if she was pro Jen Shah.
I saw this.
Is Jen Shah? And then Jen Shah is standing on a soapbox. Jen Shah is screaming, free Jen Shah, free Jen Shah. And Tamra's... And so you're obviously happy she's there, Tamra. So A, pick a lane, but I'm not coming for you, Tamra. Let's go back to the case. A, Jen Shah, what? Free Jen Shah? You pled guilty. What do you mean free Jen Shah? That's like last year before the plea.
Okay, I have like a whole take on this, which is one, I think Please Jen do. Completely crashed 100%. Jen Shah was on her Twitter saying, I didn't crash. I was invited. I was paid to be at BravoCon. This is my problem with Jen Shah from here forward. Why would you believe anything that came out of Jen Shah's mouth? She tried this with trying to say Lisa Barlow was a racist earlier. It went nowhere because she has no credibility now. Why would you believe anything? I think she totally showed up and crashed there. You know, she wasn't invited.
And what were you paid for? I mean, you're paid for the panels. Like, what were you paid? What was she paid for?
I don't know. You know, she could have done some other appearance in New York and called it paid. I mean, you know, who knows?
I mean,
right?
Going to the parties is not paid. Get buying a flight and buying a hotel room. I mean, and I'm not trying to knock her, but Deandra Simmons was there going through the Bravo Museum with Mama D. I mean, Deandra wasn't
Were they paid to be? Okay. Right. They just went.
Well, yeah, they went. I'm sure if you're Deandra Simmons and you say, I want to get into BravoCon, I imagine she doesn't have to pay, you know, $2,500 for the VIP pass, but you're not paid because you're Deandra Simmons bringing Mama D and walking into the museum. You're paid when you're like Here's the Beverly Hills panel. The people that are attending today are Dorit Kemsley. Is Dorit here? Check. Rinna, are you back? Okay, Rinna's here. Jerry, Brad Goreski, moderator, check. Okay, next panel. Housewife to housewife. We got Margaret. Is Margaret up? Oh, someone go to Margaret's room. Get her up. She's hungover, even though she doesn't drink. Giselle Bryant. Oh, there's Giselle. Oh, I see Alexia Nepola in the background. That's what you're paid for. You're not paid to be a person walking around. I mean, if you're not on the schedule, you are not paid to be at BravoCon. Period. The end.
I just, you know, again, Jen has no credibility. I just feel like she crashed. The thing about Tamrat, which I love the name, you know, they're caught in the moment. They're drinking free gin shot. You know, look, I think it's, there are real victims. It's very weird that nobody is making a huge stink about Jen and these. It's very, very weird. And maybe because there hasn't been, and I'm sure there will be, a documentary featuring Jen Shaw's victims. We saw that with Erica, and I think that put a face to these victims.
We didn't see it because everyone's going to come for you. And we didn't see it on the Shaw Shocker. We didn't see the actual face of the victims. We didn't. We didn't see the actual people involved.
What was the Shaw Shocker? Was that on Netflix?
Hulu. Really? It was the Jen Shaw equivalent, but you saw people, because I thought you saw the faces of the victims. I had Emily D. Baker. It's coming up. I don't want to reveal too much, but I have Emily. She was just on doing Erica. I said to Emily, a lawyer who does this, I said, like, because Emily's like, because I asked this question, why do you think people are nicer on Jen than Erica? And Emily was just hypothesizing. She's like, you know, maybe it's because we really have a face. Like the Lions Air crash, we had actual faces to those victims.
Oh, I'm
like,
yeah.
And at the Shaw Shocker, I thought, because they talked to victims, Emily told me, she's like, go back and watch. Those were people that this happened to. She said it wasn't the actual victims of Jen Shaw. It was people that like were involved or like from another type of scam. I think that's what Emily was trying to say.
Okay.
But her argument was like that they don't have the same face of the victims. We're like, we know certain names. I'm not saying that makes it lesser. It's just the argument of why are we more lenient towards Jen Shaw. That was Emily's argument. Maybe it's because even though there was this documentary, we didn't have all these faces to it. Whereas like the Lion's Air people and that had actual names. I don't know. I mean, you know, both victims are the same. I'm just saying. I agree with you. I don't know why people are lighter on Jen Shaw. I don't know.
It's very weird. I just think I'm going to give Tamra some benefit of the doubt. She walks a tough line like you and I do. It's where we become friends with a lot of the fantastic people that come on our show that are reality stars. And then you have to go back and you have to be the viewer.
You're giving her a pass.
Tamrat, I understand, because it's, you know, you have to be friends with them. And in the moment, you know, they're probably drinking free Jen Shaw, free Jen Shaw. The next day, the truth of the matter is Jen probably just showed up there and crashed the party and wanted the attention. I mean, I don't blame her. I do have to say, I think it has to be very hard for Denise Richards, for so many, I don't know, maybe it doesn't bother Carol Ratt as well. I think it absolutely bothers Bethany Frankel. I don't care what she says, that they're
girlfriend,
not there.
Girlfriend was posting 24/7 during BravoCon.
And look, you know, Bethany is so grateful for BravoCon to be going on because she's still embroiled with all this TikTok drama, which we'll get into next week. But, you know, so it has to be hard to not be there. Jen, to me, there's a part of Jen that's very delusional, which is kind of why she's in this predicament anyway. And I think Tamra has a hard time. And I wonder if Tamra's comment about Kelly Leventhal was taken out of context too. I don't know.
Really? I mean, I don't see how that could be taken out of context.
Well, I didn't see the whole thing. What did Tamra said what about Kelly? And I saw Kelly's response.
Let me see. I mean, I'm just going to read Kelly's post. I mean, my whole thing was like, you know, Kelly's upset when I have, of course, it goes, I swear, it just, Kelly has a thing with Bronwyn because it goes back to the same reason Kelly got mad at me. Not that it's all about me, but it was about, did she take down this response? Oh, She says, Kelly says, I talked to the audience. She says that sounds like another phony hypocrite playing to the woke audience. Hey, at Tamara Judge, are you claiming to be liberal now? Are you, so she's going to politics. Are you claiming you didn't agree with my COVID stance? We talked about it many times and paid six. She's talking about getting fired. I think, hold on. Basically, this was, what was this in response to? Tamara Judge. Tamara Judge was also overheard saying she fucking hates Ramona Singer. I mean, is that news? Like, does anyone not fucking hate Ramona Singer? But something with, okay, while sitting on a panel at BravoCon on Saturday, a fan in the audience screamed out, fuck Kelly Dodd, to which Judge responded, you said it. I don't know. Is that, can you misconstrue that?
Well, all right, you're right. I mean,
can you misconstrue that? I mean, so it's not about Bronwyn, but listen, I mean, I almost inserted myself in this and DM'd Kelly and had something to say.
You should have.
I'm like, do I need to fight any other fights? I mean, when I say I almost DM'd Kelly, it wasn't against her. It was just to be like, girl, like, I don't know why you're so shocked. Like,
oh my God.
I mean, it sounds like I'm coming for Tamara, which I'm not. It's just, you know what the difference is? Yes, you and I become friends with a lot of these people and we still have to do our job. But that is different than, even if she was my best friend, I don't think I would be screaming free Jen Shah. I would stand by her if she was my friend. I would not turn my back on her. Yeah, but I mean, that's like good friend. That's good friend. Tamara's not good friends with Jen Shah. I mean, seemed like they just met based on this video. Like, look who's at our hotel room. Tamara was like fucking fangirling out, plus getting so excited that she had some content for her podcast. Like, as would you and I. I mean, I'm not... But it didn't seem like they were friends. And she started it. She started the chant, free Jen Shah. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah. No, you're right. Fair enough. I think you make a better point, about that whole situation. For sure.
I don't know. I mean, like, you disagree with me. I'm not trying to get you to agree. I'm just saying, like, it was just weird.
I do. There seems to be an element this weekend, I think, that shined through of Tamara playing all sides. Yeah. And a lot of people calling her out. And no, I think you're right.
And I have to say, and I'm not trying to criticize or anything, but like all the chatter about the OC of like, you know, we're in for a great season and this and that. And I'm like, oh man, none of this is like getting to me. Like, does anybody care? Does anybody care? I mean, I'll stand by. I think Heather Dubrow is a queen because she's wonderful to me. I don't know. I mean, did this get us excited for the OC? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, RIP, guys, RIP. And by the way, I mean, right, we could do rapid fire really quick and then go. It seemed to come out also that, like, I don't know where it came out or how it came out, but it did seem what I said is correct. It seemed like Victoria Gumbelson did go and film that scene for free. Like, when her and Ashley were doing Squash That Beef, because, you know, Ashley said Vicky was the rudest housewife ever to her, and they were doing Squash That Beef, I'm like, Ashley, girl, you are going about this all wrong. Save your words. I would have just said, like, well, I'm actually an OG on The Real Housewives of Potomac, which is a show that's still on the air and I'm still on it. And you're a fired housewife. That's what I would have said if I was doing like the Squash the Beef with Vicky. But I wasn't there. Nothing against Vicky per se, I guess. But yeah, I think she worked for free, which is, I had cringe moments with Vicky at BravoCon. I had some Jen Shah cringe. I had cringe moments of like, listen, you have to know when it's time to leave the party before you get drunk and fall down and you can drive your car. It's how liberating to be Alex McCord, you know, to just be like, I'm in Australia and this was a period of my life. It's over. It's truly over. Life has moved on. And I truly wish the Bravo Network, everybody on The Real Housewives of New York City, everybody who's a Bravo celebrity, every housewife, the absolute best of luck. One-on-one, the people I know, if you want to have a drink in Australia, great. I don't want to be part of this thing because it's over. the pay is done. I kind of had some cringe moments with Vicky, not even against her, just against her, feeling sorry for her, like all of the above, all of the above. It's over. Girls Trip. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're bringing her back to the OC. And it came clear to me that I was right. And she worked for free in that scene. And I don't know. I, if it were me, I would just be like, I don't like to say no to opportunities, but I think sometimes you have to know when to say no.
Yeah, I gotcha. I just think for her, it's there's just so many years. It's I don't know. In a way, I think it's admirable that she's not going down without a fight. And I do feel, I just don't know what RHOC is going to bring that's going to be all that great without Vicky or Kelly Dodd back. Or, you know, I love my girl, Megan, you know, King. I don't know. That was the best. Those were the best years. And, you know, following Brooks to that fake hospital where he didn't have cancer. I mean, I just, you know, it's like, you're not going to get any better than that. I don't know. I mean,
do we have time for the rapid fire quick?
Okay. Do a couple. Yeah. And then I got to go.
You and me both. Well, you know, Giselle saying that Monique was basically pushed off a red carpet.
I heard that was crazy. Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's like, why
Darby defending her, by the way, because they
defending
are
defending Monique,
defending Monique, saying it didn't exactly go down like that. Monique was invited because essentially I can't remember. It was for a well-known film that was out and I'm trying to think of who the big, what was it? Viola Davis or something.
Yes.
Wanted to get on the red carpet with her and was asked not to. And Giselle was trying to make a thing about that. I, you know.
By the way, David and Sarah, way to bury the fucking lead. Way to bury the lead of the whole damn what? Show. We'll have to investigate this more. Erica Jane, when she was asked which Bravo celebrity couple is next to split up, Doreen and PK.
No, I wondered.
And Andy's mouth dropped open.
Yeah, I wondered what inside info. Did she say that to start shit or does she know something we don't know?
Kim D called me right away and she's like, I want you to mark my words, that DUI, that Kim is convinced that the DUI, the time, Kim said this at the time and I told her to shut the fuck up. I'm like, Kim, you're missing the point. You're so in the weeds, like you're wrong. We never said it on air. Now it's coming out. Kim called me and said, when that happened, she said, this time of day makes no sense. And she was like, PK was not alone. And I'm like, or he was coming. That's what Kim said. So Kim thinks now that Erica said this, that Erica knows something and Kim called me. I was fucking right. How don't ever fucking tell me to not put my opinion out there. I am done. We are talking about this on Patreon. I was right. He wasn't alone. That's what Kim D says. So she's convinced Erica said this because she has knowledge. I don't know. Erica's good at the game. She could have just been stirring it up. I mean, if I were Dorit, I'd be like, girlfriend, what the fuck?
Well, Dorit responded. I don't know. I saw it somewhere, but Dorit basically said, look, misery loves company.
Okay.
And, you know, she's miserable as fuck, basically. So are we surprised to hear that from Erica? Yeah. You know, so, but nothing would shock me. And Mr. PK, I think, you know, I have run into PK at the Beverly Hills Hotel. He was solo. He was on his cell phone. I was like walking in. He was walking out on the phone. I went back because I was like, I have to talk to PK. And then he was getting into a black stretch SUV, you know, so he was like leaving. But, you know, I mean, he was there by himself. It was everything I could see. Dorit wasn't there. Now, this was a couple of years ago. Then I ran into, I'm sure everybody remembers, Mariah Carey's manager there. That was the woman that she did a reality show with. She was there that night. Anyway, you know, PK seems like a guy that's about town and now is very in with Mauricio. Mauricio has this young, hot, new Netflix show coming out. I mean, I hope not. To me, Dorit seems...
not.
Very, very in love with PK. Very, very, very in love with him and respects him so much. They're another couple like Chris and Monique Samuels. I would hate to see break up. They seem really good together.
And so, by the way, this could be a shifting, you know, when Kyle says she ended the reunion feeling close to Garcelle, closer to Garcelle and Sutton, this might be the shift of Kyle, Dorit, Garcelle, and Sutton versus Rinna and EJ next. I mean, that's the thing. The reunion, Rinna comes back. There has to be a shift. It seems like maybe Kyle and her BFF Dorit are Sutton, Garcelle. Maybe that's the new foursome. I think that's the bigger interesting thing. Maybe it is Rinna and EJ are now against these other two. Maybe there's a crack in the Fantastic Four. That's interesting. I guess we got to wrap it up. We can't go on forever, but those were some good ones, right?
Those were great. I mean, it was huge. It was amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Oh my God. Listen, we could still talk about BravoCon weeks when everyone's going to be talking about it. It was great. Everybody who's in New York City, if you want to hang, see me, like, just, I couldn't do it that weekend. So sorry. I'm so sorry. I ignored every text and DM. I just couldn't. I literally was having a breakdown of being overwhelmed. Follow me at Behind the Velvet Rope, Sarah.
At The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, Instagram, and The Sarah Fraser Show for the podcast.
We love everyone. Keep in touch.
Bye. Bye, David.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.